Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Let's put the spotlight on local playwrights. That's what Interstage Write is doing, starting this weekend with a couple of shows written by local playwrights. Kimberly Stevenson's Gunpowder Treason. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And Jessica Gottschalk's The Vase. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Paul.
Director Regina Spain, director of
The Vase. Yes, and Leah couldn't make it. Leah Terrell couldn't make it this morning. She's directing Gunpowder Treason.
Very good. Why put the spotlight on local playwrights?
You know, it's something that we don't have a lot in this area, and we wanted to grow. And so ESR did we've done a couple of playwright workshops, which is how we got Jessica's here. And it's something that people will come to, and they love doing it, and then they're not produced.
Mm.
And so giving the opportunity for two of our local playwrights to get theirs on a stage and realized is a whole different ballgame, I think, they'll tell us, than having fun and writing something out and putting it on paper, but to see it.
Well, Jessica, when you wrote The Vase, did you ever expect that you would see it on stage?
No. That was not the original plan at all. The workshop was just to finish a thing, get a new idea out there, and then the plan was to have like an informal read through kind of thing,
yes,
like a table read,
yeah,
like a cross between table read and first rehearsal, right? It
yes.
was just like super informal, just the playwrights get to see how it would look,
yeah,
to have your play done. And now it's a real play,
it's a whole thing,
yeah,
and it opens on Friday.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. Have you written anything else besides this play? Are you an active writer?
And finished?
Nothing's ever finished, is it?
A few things. I love writing.
Mm-hmm.
I lots of ideas, get them started, and then look, there goes a squirrel. So writing, yes. Completing the whole thing, not so often. So
right.
This is kind of a big thing for me. I was just excited to finish a whole idea.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, I want to know more about The Vase, but Kimberly, let's talk about Gunpowder Treason. How did you come to write this?
Well, I was looking for something to put in for a proposal to direct at ESR, and I really wanted to bring this story to life. There wasn't one in existence, and so my arrogant self decided, I'll write it myself then. And so I wrote it, but then naturally I needed another director's vision so that I didn't have my bias in my head.
Mm.
And so to see it come to life, so excited. It's like, it's just really exciting.
What is Gunpowder Treason? Tell us the story.
In 1604, Queen Elizabeth died, and she was a Protestant. And James I, which was Mary, Queen of Scots' son, rose to power. And everyone thought he was going to be a Catholic. He was not. And so a group of people decided they wanted to reclaim England for the Catholics, including Guy Fawkes, who is known for the anonymous mask. And he's, one of the characters in the show. And so they formed this rebellion to overthrow an evil ruler and replace him with someone who's going to be just and in their faith.
And it is Gunpowder Treason. How many characters are in this? It's a big cast, isn't it?
As I'm costume man, I'm like,
too many.
Can we lose a few of you?
Well, you probably will along the way, right? No spoilers.
No spoilers, yeah.
Not everybody makes it out until curtain call. Yeah.
Or even past curtain speech, I think.
Yeah.
But what does it feel like to watch this now on stage?
It's really exciting, and the casting's been phenomenal. And so watching these really strong players bring it together and get the little nuances in the relationships and bringing these powerful personalities with these lines. And sometimes I go, oh, that was rough. Oh, I wrote that. So, it's kind of fun. And it's, sometimes I do cry backstage because I get excited and proud. And
Is there any dialogue or any delivery or any performance that has surprised you where you go, oh, my gosh, I didn't even expect that?
I could pretty much name anyone in the cast, but I have to kind of call out Gerald McCabe.
Yeah.
Because he is blowing it out of the water. Ha,
yeah.
Ha, ha. But really, the whole cast is just really rising to these characters, which are kind of difficult, some of them, to show all the feelings that they're having. But yeah, Jerry's definitely really nailing it.
Does this make you want to write more?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You got the fever. Jessica, what is the vase about?
Basically about a married couple bickering in therapy. They each tell their side of the story to the therapist through their journal. And you get, there are a few scenes where you get the same scene, but from different perspectives.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Yeah.
So, yeah. Funny.
So there are a couple of those, which I think is interesting and was inspired by an episode of The X-Files. I know. I know. Stick with me, though.
So oh, my gosh. When you see how funny this is, for that sentence to come out of your mouth, it's so funny.
There's this episode where I think it's someone's interviewing them. I don't remember if it's for a newspaper, a magazine, whatever it is. Someone is interviewing Mulder and Scully, and you get, and it's like way okay. into the show. So you know these characters right. and what they're like. You get their perspectives on how they're viewing the other one, and it's so bizarre.
That's great.
You're going, that's not what he sounds like. That's not what she does. It's so... I like that idea.
What has it been like for you watching these characters come to life on stage?
It's wild. It's really surreal because these are characters that, albeit very briefly, were just in my head. Mm-hmm. And now there are people doing the things and kind of adding to it, which I think is more exciting than them just saying exactly what I wrote. Like, these characters are becoming completely their own
becoming
thing.
Becoming real, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine seeing all the characters in your head coming to life.
Yeah, and Jessica was wonderful. So we did a true workshopping with hers where we where with the script, you know, she did edits after and everything and gave and was wonderful enough to give me kind of full rights to kind of change, you know, to adapt it to our stage and to what we needed. And so I've had her come in, you know, occasionally and go, okay. Tell me what, you know, did you like those? Is there anything you need me to change or change back or anything like that? And she's been just superb with us allowing us and trusting me with that. And the players that we have doing these things are really wonderful. And, yes. and the script itself is so well written. It's why I had to call her and go, hey, can we do this script? So actually live.
Yeah, it wasn't even done yet.
Oh.
Yeah. She said, when can you have this finished? Because
we're putting it on stage.
We're doing a local playwright thing. And if you can have this finished, like Beverly yeah. and Joe weren't even in it yeah. at that point.
I think there was one small scene.
Possibly. I wrote new characters for it and added things on. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. And I have even more ideas how this could be an even longer, like a full.
Because each one of these are vase is runs 45, and then we take an intermission to change out set stuff, which will only be probably 10 minutes. I think Angela and I got it down to like 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then Gunpowder's running just over an hour.
Okay.
And so all together with both of them, you're only there, you know, it's still that hour, that 2:15, 2:30 together.
So two shows for the price of one.
I know. Two great ones.
Two very different shows.
Two very different shows, too, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Different. It'll give you a lot to talk about.
Yes. Oh, yes.
After you see it. Is this something you're going to continue doing, Regina, fostering playwrights here in the area?
We really, really want to. And we have somewhat before. We just haven't kind of put it out there as local playwrights. Mm-hmm. And honestly, they've all been either myself or Brian, my husband. And it's been more like, hey, you know, we have an idea, you know, we want to expand on something or, hey, we need to do something for. And so we've done some before, but we haven't, kind of really sought out the local playwrights before. And we would love to. We're not sure about next year because we're not sure how many shows we'll do next year with the move in kind of full tilt here. So we're not positive about next year, but we definitely want to put our feelers out. But people should know that there is a workshop process with us if it is a new If it's a new script that has not been produced somewhere else before.
You mentioned The Move, and I know you've talked about it to audiences at the theater. Yeah. We haven't really talked about it on the radio yet, right. So just kind of give us an idea of what's happening with Enterstage Right moving forward.
So the very quick version of that is that we are definitely, we just signed another 1 year with the current landlords that are continuing to up and up and up our rents pretty extensively. So we just signed another 1 year with them. So we definitely have the Citadel Stage through next April. And so production-wise, we are definitely there through Frozen, which is the end of this year, and which, you know, auditions May 31st and June 1st for Puffs and Women in Black and Frozen. And so we're definitely active in the Citadel Stage until the end of this year. And then what exactly that move looks like depends on how donors come in and things like that throughout probably the next several months to the next 6 to 8 months on, you know, hopefully not having to sign again at the Citadel Stage, because it's a, you know, a plus 400% from when the new owners took over.
Ouch.
So, yeah.
All right. So we're
doing our best to keep it accessible for the community and everything and keep our prices low. But that would be a lot. So this move, we're hoping to make happen, you know, kind of by the end of the year, and then probably take a couple months to move and then restart next year, in the late winter, early spring. So cool. is the hope.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, very good. In the meantime, this Friday, Gunpowder Treason and The Vase will open. They are on the same evening, same place, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 o'clock, Sundays at 2 o'clock at the Citadel Stage. Enter Stage Right, presenting local playwrights.
Yay!
Break a leg. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right.